Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we were out in Wilmer last night, and I got to tell you, what a great group of people. We had a packed house. And this is the first time I've ever met these people, and they're about an hour away from where I live because we are now beginning to put forth our efforts more in Minnesota right now while we have the time in between when we're out of state as to when we are in state concerning the issues and addressing the issues. But boy, oh boy, I was really happy to see what I seen yesterday, and I just want to tell everybody that's listening from Minnesota right now, we totally appreciate your support. You guys were great last night, and we're looking forward to doing something with you in the near future as well. Not this next week, but the week after, we're going to be in Rochester, Minnesota, doing the same thing there, about 3 hours away from where we're at. And hopefully the following month, we're going to be in Rapid City, South Dakota, doing some things out there, reaching out to the people and getting them outside of their box. You know, friends, do you realize that this ministry has been based on bearing the reproach of Christ outside of the building rather than inside the building? And it's interesting how many people have all these meetings over and over and over again, and they walk out the building with all this knowledge like a bunch of fed pigs at a trough, and they go outside the building and do absolutely nothing with it. It makes no sense. That's not Christianity again. That's a lack of Christianity. It counters itself every step of the way to the great mandate found in Mark 16:15 that we're to go out, obey the Great Commission, and preach the gospel to the world. Again, Mark 16:15, Luke 19:10. The point is made. Now, folks, before we get over to the next point that we're going to be covering here, because we are going to be covering some serious stuff today, I want to talk about school shooters and pharmaceuticals. I do want to cover that. And I also want to cover basically the name of the show today. If you want a title, we just give you titles to basically show you obviously what we're going to cover. But when the pharmaceutical companies admit that the disease is fictitious. Now, this is based off of that of the founder of ADHD, the father of ADHD. His name is Leon Eisenberg, and he said on his deathbed that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. So that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be covering in just a couple of minutes here. And it's important that you listen to this because most people don't realize that the pharmaceuticals have been found out, folks, over and over and over again for their fraud. Even when they tell on themselves, the people still buy their product, telling you it's a fictitious disease concerning ADHD. Oh, and by the way, the correlation between that and school shooters is many of these school shooters, more than not, were, guess what, on antidepressants. So I'm going to show you that as well. And again, if you've never heard this message before, you know that somebody's that's on antidepressants, or if yourself, if you're on antidepressants, you need to listen to this information, because the information I'm going to give you, friends, has been closed by judges. They put a muzzle on the people that know what I'm going to tell you. And again, we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey God and telling you what you need to hear so you understand the dangers of antidepressants and these dangerous psychotropic drugs. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. I'm looking forward to it, actually, because of all the high schools that we've done and how we've participated with these young people that are being thrown on these drugs. And by the way, the pharmaceutical companies are making $100 to $200 million dollars a day, $1 to $200 million a day off the ignorance of the parents that put their kids on them. We're going to be covering that in just a moment. Folks, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you look up at the top page, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'll go there in a minute. We got 12 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you're on social media platforms, you can see that right now. If not, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. When you go to the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms, the morning show with Tim Brown and the afternoon show with myself. Again, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The store's there, the donate button's there. Everything you need to know about who we are is over on that page. If you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there, top left. Go ahead and click onto it. As you click onto it, again, you can join us on social media platforms and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, someone might say, Bradley, what's going on right now? Why are you going slower? Because over and over and over again, friends, I reiterate this quite a few times over the week. Where you find us, where you find our content. Okay, but again, this morning, what do I wake up to? 200 to 300 emails. Guess what's all mingled into those 200 to 300 emails every day? Bradley, where do we find you? Bradley, where do I find that article? Bradley, where do we find your educational videos? Bradley, where do we find your resource page, your store page? How do we donate to your page? I just got done telling you again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com have everything you need to know about who we are. Gives you direct links. It has the boxes with our videos there. It tells you if it's educational or if it's our live stream over on Rumble or if it's our page up on BitChute or if it's our page up on Brighteon. Whatever the case might be, it's all over there. Okay, just again, just making clear so I don't keep getting these requests. I just shared it with you. And it's interesting how people say, well, where do we find that show from so-and-so? Okay, so that tells me that you've been watching, and I've already reiterated the point as to where you go. So you get the point, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. You'll get an email every day. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, go ahead and check out all of our contents over there. So without further ado, friends, again, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, okay? 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Boy, oh boy, it's frustrating sometimes, I got to tell you, friends. Let's cover this first, in part. School shooters and pharmaceuticals. Dr. Edwin C. Hamlin, founding member of Royal College of General Practitioners, said that ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Oh, friends, it gets way better than that because the father of ADHD comes out on his deathbed and tells the world that it's a fictitious disease. I didn't say it. They said it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's just cover this real quick. What I want to do is get to the school shooters and the pharmaceuticals, and I want to tell you what these kids were on before we get over to the professionals and the father of ADHD as to what he had to say concerning the fictitiousness of the disease that he created out of thin air. Now, what I want you to consider, friends, is, you know, or even ask yourself the question, has this stopped since Mr. Leon Eisenberg came out on his deathbed and told the world that ADHD is a fictitious disease? Absolutely not. Why would they stop when they're making $100 to $200 million a day off the stupidity of the American people? And I'm talking about the pharmaceutical company. And this has been known for a long time. But I'll get to that in just a moment, okay? Again, I want to go over to the school shooter so you understand that there's a correlation. And again, back in the 90s, this really came to the surface. Luke 12:2, when that of Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris walked into Columbine High School and shot him up. And then what was interesting is when this all unfolded, the judges wanted to muzzle the people that knew what these kids were on when they committed the heinous act of murder. And by the way, it wasn't just Eric Dillon and Dylan doing the shooting in that school. There was over 101 eyewitnesses that said there was more shooters than just those two kids. Again, just for the record. But let's go to Elizabeth Bush, 14 years old. She shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. Friends, were you ever told that she was on Prozac? No, it's just like what you're dealing with today concerning the whole pandemic, friends. They're not telling you the death tolls. They're not telling you the side effects of these vaccinations. No, they're censoring all of that information, the big tech companies are. They're accomplices in this perpetuated crime on a global scale. This is how they do what they do, because people take the one-sided narrative. Doesn't anybody think it's rather odd concerning this whole pandemic in the present time? Doesn't anybody think it's odd that you're not hearing the mainstream media talk about the people that are dying from the vaccinations? Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that the CDC is withholding the information concerning the truth of the matter as to what's in these vaccinations and what they are responsible for? Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that one of these useful idiots in the mainstream media might have a little internal fortitude and actually come out and tell the people the truth of the matter when it comes to these vaccinations? No, it's all controlled. It's a controlled narrative. That's why I continuously bring you over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com and tell you we have contributors all over the country. And I'm not saying that, friends, to try to put other people's light out. But I am telling you, to find people that are willing to tell you what others won't is not an easy task. People that are willing to tell you what others are not is not an easy task. They're hard to find. And the conservatives of the day, they're withholding the information through omission, through their silence. They're just not talking about it. Matter of fact, I heard one saying yesterday, well, if you want to get the vaccination, get one. If you don't want to get the vaccination, don't get one. It's your prerogative. True. But are you also telling people the truth of the matter as to what's inside of those vaccinations and who's responsible for perpetuating the fraud again and again and again and again? Of course not. They're not telling you that. They're not telling you that at all. And it shows you they're not serving the people. They are, in fact, serving their golden calves, their sponsors. That's why I'm humored when people say to me, you know, we're tired of the commercials. Well, listen, I'm thankful for Genesis Communication Network picking us up. Those are their commercials. If that's what they want to play, that's what they want to play. And the fact of the matter is they have to keep the boat afloat, per se, as well, metaphorically. But my goodness, friends, I am not here serving sponsors. I am here serving Jesus Christ and the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me, Romans 5:5, serves you. That's my purpose. I'm not a slave or a serf to man. I'm a servant to you by the Spirit of God, period. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. 1 John 5:2, check it out when you get a moment. Now, let me get back over to this, friends, because, again, I want you to make clear as to what's happening in this country. It's not something that just sprung up on us now concerning this pandemic with Pfizer and Moderna and these other dangerous vaccinations and Johnson & Johnson's and those that are perpetuating the fraud, Ephesians 4:14. Again, this isn't brand new. It's been going on for a long time in this country, and I say that 330 million people stand up and nip it in the butt. And how do you nip it in the butt? You deal with the people that are perpetuating the fraud. You're the last hope to the world, America. Just for the record, foreign countries are waiting for you to stand up and play the Americans, the Christian patriots that you're called to be. That is why you're called the light of the world, friends. But look at this. Most people don't know the information that I'm about to give you. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. Prozac, you know, the psychotropic drugs that used to be street drugs back in the 50s that have been banned for decades in this country. Well, they just resurrected them, threw them under another name and sold them to the people like candy and told them how good it is for them. And it's funny, friends, because I just had lunch with my family, which was wonderful, by the way, towards Minneapolis area this morning. And, of course, we go inside, and there's televisions everywhere. And all these pharmaceutical commercials constantly and continuously come up in rotation over and over and over again. Is anybody paying attention to some of these commercials when they're selling you their drugs? 45 seconds of the commercial are the side effects of the drugs. And the whole minute of the commercial shows you the man or the woman or the man and the woman living happily ever after. Oh my goodness, friends. This is why you gotta pay attention to the details, because the devil is always found in the details. For a whole minute. Just happy people living their lives and living the American dream. And for 45 seconds, they're warning you about the side effects of the drugs. And there are people that will actually, friends, go get a prescription to be put on these drugs. You know, it reminds me of my mom when she used to smoke cigarettes. I mean, before she had put one cigarette out, she was done smoking one cigarette, she already had another cigarette lit. And the reason I'm saying that is because right on the package, it tells you that the tobacco in the what? How many different chemicals are found in tobacco? Like 170 different chemicals. My mom didn't care about knowing about the truth. She didn't have a care for that. You know, but I'll tell you when she had a care for is when she was laying on the bed, her deathbed, in 2011, where the doctor told me and my brothers that her heart was strong enough where she could have lived another 20 years. And I remember the doctor coming in into the hospital room and looking at my mom and saying, your disease is now at its end. Her lungs are shot. She died from emphysema. He said, I'm going to clean out your kidneys one more time, and then that's it. And then they put a purple bracelet on her. And my brother used to be an EMT, and he said, that's a death sentence. And I looked over at my mom, who was painful listening to her breathe. It sounded like she was breathing through a straw. All of a sudden, these two tears trickle down the side of her face, now realizing that she's got no more time to play the mercy of God. It's all over now. And how many times she was told by her friends and told by her kids to quit smoking, and only to find her on oxygen, smoking cigarettes, finding out when we would leave the hospital room that she would go in the bathroom and smoke in the bathroom. While playing the sympathies of the people. Folks, this is why I say to you, how do you help a people that don't help themselves? Do I love my mom? Oh, I love my mom. I love my mom enough to warn her to put down the cigarettes, but she didn't want to listen. But I'll tell you what, when the doctor came in and said, the disease is at its end, when those tears ran down her face, I guarantee you, she wished she would have listened to somebody when she had time to listen to somebody. And this is exactly the job of Bradley Dean and every preacher in this country, friends, is to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. And some people, they just do it to themselves. It's like playing Russian roulette. Now, we're talking about pharmaceutical companies, but I'm telling you firsthand, I've seen it when people don't pay attention to the warning signs on the boxes or the cigarette packages, okay? Let me go to the next one. Bradley Voorhees, I actually went to Stillwater Prison to meet with him. We got it all on film. It's on My War. It's on the store on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I remember Bradley Voorhees, he shot his wife 21 times. 21 times. He went into the store where she was working. He took his 22 and he shot her 21 times. And when I went to visit him in Stillwater, Minnesota, I said, by the way, where he now spends the rest of his natural life, I asked him the question. I said, what happened? He said, Bradley, I don't know what I was doing. Matter of fact, what most people didn't know, and again, they put a muzzle on him as well, is that he'd just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. Just think about that. A week before he went and killed his wife. Am I blaming the doctor? I'm blaming the doctor and him for the crime that he committed. Why? Because he chose to go get the Prozac in the first place. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is overturning the national eviction ban, which was recently extended by President Biden. The CDC has banned most evictions since September of last year, and Biden extended that protection to renters until July. Judge Dabney Frederick striking down the executive order, delivering a victory for property owners who have challenged the moratorium. At least two other federal judges have questioned the CDC's power to ban evictions, as landlords say they can't afford to continue housing people for free. The administration is blocking a Trump-era regulation that would have made it easier to classify gig workers and others as independent contractors, a policy that has been sought by companies such as food delivery and ride-sharing services. Being an employee over a contractor means as a worker you are covered by federal minimum wage and overtime laws. USA Radio News. Tennessee police officers are set up during a fake active shooter call.
A Nashville, Tennessee police officer was shot Tuesday evening in an ambush-style attack while responding to a 911 call, where a gunman opened fire on officers as they knocked on the door. Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the upper left arm as he and other officers responded to a setup call. Amid reports, a woman was shot inside the home. The officer will recover at the hospital. The suspect took his own life at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The government is continuing to take steps to make it as easy as possible for everyone to get vaccinated. So says White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt during a briefing.
There are more than 75,000 places you can go to get a shot. In fact, 90% of Americans have a vaccine right now within 5 miles of them.
Slavitt also urging those who have been vaccinated to talk to friends and family members who have not. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, did you just hear during the break, friends, the CDC and the president telling property owners in America? Let me say that again. The CDC and the president of the United States of America telling property owners that they cannot evict people. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me, Americans? These people who are assuming authority that's never been given unto them, acting in such a tyrannical fashion, need to be brought into jail at least for their crimes against we the people. They do not have the authority to tell a homeowner or a renter that he cannot evict somebody that does not pay their rent. And my goodness, friends, where does the CDC come into play on any of this information? Where are they coming into play? They just kind of like come out there and say, well, I want to play God for a minute. I mean, folks, they got as much authority telling a renter he can't evict somebody that doesn't pay his rent, friends, as the CDC does. Here, I'll tell you what happens if you didn't pay your taxes? Huh? Well, it's a real hard time. We can't pay our taxes anymore, Mr. President. Oh my goodness, friends. We have the IRS knocking on our door with a bunch of armed assailants ready to shoot us for not paying taxes that they survive on while they continuously act out in such a treasonous fashion against the American people. Come on, let's call it for what it is. Okay, well, we're not going to pay our taxes anymore. How would that go over, France? By the way, speaking of which, if you go to our IRS publication 557, it's a voluntary system. For those that didn't know. But what happens if you don't pay your taxes, right? And I'm not a tax protester, but I am saying it's a voluntary tax system. But what would happen if you didn't pay your taxes? But here, these guys, they come in out of nowhere and assume authority over renters and telling them that they cannot evict renters that don't pay their rent. They have no business there. This is as foreign to the U.S. Constitution, friends, as the U.S. Constitution is to these people, as the Chinese language is to us. It's insanity. It's insanity what the American people put up with. The CDC and the president have no business whatsoever. And see what happened? Because they were challenged, it shut them down. See, that's why you fight. But it's my message. You know, we hear the bad guys using the Hegelian dialectic all the time. You know, two steps forward. They got their foot in the door. They got it cracked open. You know, they got their foot in the door. They're happy with that. That's the Hegelian dialectic. But they always push it two or three steps forward so they can get their foot in the door. Well, how about you doing that to them, friends, and letting them know next time you commit or you transgress the U.S. Constitution that you promised to uphold concerning the law? We're not going to just challenge your authority. We're going to prosecute you for you assuming authority that's never been given unto you. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And again, listen to the CDC. Folks, what the CDC is doing is extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. And what did we hear again over the break? A reminder of this plandemic. Oh, you know, there's how many places you can go to get your vaccination? Well, listen, if people are sick, guess what? And they really believe your lies, John 8:44, they'll go get one. We don't need to be reminded 24/7. We don't need to be reminded every 15 minutes of this plandemic. If it was genuine, do you think they would have to do that, friends? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have to get to this topic. We're talking about school shooters right now. I was just highlighting the fact that Bradley Voorhees shot his wife 21 times. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. Go look at the back of the box. Virginia Tech member Cho Sung-hyu, remember this guy, this lunatic who went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people? Did you know that he was on Prozac? See, this is the information they withhold from you, friends. We got more over here. Just hang on a second. I'm looking up these names right now. Kip Kinkle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was prescribed Prozac. By the way, who opened up the doors, the floodgates, for the pharmaceuticals to now attack people without consequence? The Bushes did. The Bushes did. Just wanted to let you know who was responsible for that, okay? Remember those that were connected to the Third Reich? Just wanted to make sure you understood. Eric Harris, age 18, Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking, guess what, friends? Luvox. This is what they withheld from the people, but they wanted your guns. Remember that? Yeah. Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Remember she said she believed that everybody that had a gun should be thrown in prison? It was interesting, during that same time period, her bodyguard was applying to get a permit so he could carry to protect her big body. Just wanted to make you aware of that one as well. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. Guess what, friends? He was on Ritalin. Remember everything I'm telling you right now. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his parents at close range and then set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Did you know that? Jason Hoffman, age 18, wounded 2 teachers and 3 students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Selexia. I bet you didn't know that. Of course you didn't, because the judges are accomplices in putting muzzles on the mouths of those that mean to tell you what they don't want you to know concerning the pharmaceutical companies and their guilt. in their park to play. Corey Basgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Whoa, that's pretty crazy. Isn't that crazy? Here, let me just add insult to injury here. In the study, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at prevention. It's not prevention. It's the cause of. These are the people that put the lies for the truth and the truth for the lies, Isaiah 5:20. But notice the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at 2.4 billion drugs prescribed in visits to doctors and hospitals, and going back to 2005 alone, of those, 118 million were for antidepressants. Not making it up. The doctors get a kickback, too, by the way, for prescribing it. High blood pressure drugs were the next most common with 113 million prescriptions. Don't forget about Merck. Remember those guys actually prescribing? They knew that they had a bad product that was actually countering what they were selling. They were telling the people it will lower blood pressure, but in fact it was doing just the exact opposite, and people were dying much quicker. Do you remember that they failed to pull the drug, and it killed more and more and more and more? And of course, friends, we already know that 72 of these vaccine companies, four of them we know, have been found to be felonies. All these companies, they're felons, okay? Adult use of antidepressants almost tripled between the periods of 1988 to 1994 and from 1999 to 2000. Pay attention to the time period. Between 1995 and 2002, the most recent year for which statistics are available, the use of these drugs rose 48%, the CDC reported. Not making it up. Hey, folks, Jesus Christ is the healer. What bothers me about all of this? The parents who neglect their kids or they're derelict in the lives of their children, they put them in front of a television, and when they act out and they put them in a public school where they have their enemies indoctrinate their children, how much sense does that make? Then they wonder why, you know, they're taught that they come from monkeys, and then they wonder why they begin to act like monkeys. And then what they do, instead of taking responsibility and spending time with their kids and training them up in the ways that they should go, Proverbs 22:6, what do? They go to the doctor that gets a kickback, and they give them dangerous psychotropic drugs called antidepressants. Just remember everything I'm telling you right now. It's important that you remember. Okay? A rise in prescribing of antidepressants by doctors who are not psychiatrists, often for uses other than depression or anxiety, has helped build what is now a massive market, according to 11-year health policy study just published in Health Affairs. Such prescribing could signal a need for formula or changes, the study authors conclude. According to IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States alone surpassed $11 billion. This was just in 2010. How much more now? Antidepressants are now the third most commonly prescribed drug class in this country. Rahman Mutajabal, MD and PhD of the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, notes in the article appearing in August 3rd, the issue of the Policy Journal. The article was co-authored by Columbia University psychiatrist Dr. Mark Olson. Olson, that's right, whose research was funded by the Agency for Healthcare Policy and Research, as well as, guess, here's this name again, Eli Lilly. Oh, my goodness, friends. The apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it, friends? No, it doesn't. Four out of five physicians prescribing antidepressants are now psychiatrists, and antidepressants are commonly prescribed by primary care doctors, the authors noted. Whoa! That's pretty crazy, man. Everybody can prescribe it now. Just think about that. Now, this is one more thing I want to point out, and then I'm going to give you the punchline during the last segment of the show, and I'll take a couple phone calls as well. 1-866-582-9933. The pharmaceutical companies themselves even came to terms with it, because when you see the antidepressant packages, There's a black box warning stating the dangers of antidepressants. I'm going to play that for you in a moment. Marc-Andre Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotions, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion alone and only 13% on research. What's it about? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Go ahead and check us out on social media platforms and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I've got much to cover, so we got to make this quick. Before I take these phone calls and get over to the father of ADHD who said it's a fictitious disease on his deathbed, I want to say this one more time and I'll take your phone calls, okay? Marc-Andre Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, okay, performed a study which showed that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on, guess what, research? No. On promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. Does that sound like they have a care for their patients, or is it about gain? Is it about selling their soul for the almighty dollar, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. Now, most people mess that up. You got to keep it in there in context scripturally. The love of money. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of all money, or the love of money, that's the root of all evil. Okay? 24% of their time and efforts went to promotions. 13% went for research and development. Again, you tell me what it's about. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure that it was safe. It's not about the safety, friends. I mean, these folks, they've already seared their consciences. They already got one foot on a banana peel about ready to slip into hell, and they act like they're going to live forever. That's what's sad about all of it. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I took Effexor for 15 years. Started out at 100 milligrams. Ooh. When I had stopped taking it, I was taking 550 milligrams. I was getting agitated and angry.
Yep.
The doctor did not want me to stop taking it.
Yep.
I gradually reduced it and stopped taking it entirely. It's been about 3 years now.
Amen.
Everything's a lot better. You're not going to be able to crawl into a bottle and escape from your problems.
Amen.
I guarantee you it'll make things much worse.
Amen. Thank you, Sal. That's great, especially when it comes to testimony, friends. For the sake of time, I also want to say this before I take the next phone call. Keep in mind that if you're on these drugs, there's a woman named Ann Blake Tracy. You need to touch base with her as to how you're supposed to wean yourself from these drugs or your children from these drugs. I remember a particular situation where I had heard of a doctor prescribing somebody that I knew antidepressants, and when I caught wind of it, it did not go over very well. I called the doctor immediately. I left a message. I got a phone call back. I said, you get this kid off these antidepressants now. They're dangerous. You know they're dangerous. And if you want to go ahead and play with me, I'm coming for your license. The very next day, they were cut off. Okay? You got to mean what you say, friends. It's just that simple. It really is. We got Jess calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
What's up, Brother Bradley? My 14-year-old grandson was put in a juvenile center. While in the juvenile center, he was put on Prozac.
Yep.
He started displaying aggressive behavior while in the center. And so instead of them trying to figure out why he was showing aggressive behavior, they sent him home with his Prozac prescription.
That's right. That's right.
2 days later, he tried to commit suicide. When
yep, that's right.
The 30 Benadryl went into immediate seizures. They got him to the hospital. He was highly agitated at the hospital. He was unbelievably
yep.
uncontrollable.
Yep.
Finally, they got him to a doctor who said he's having, but again, they still didn't blame him on the drug.
Yeah, of course
they
not.
They said he was having a allergic reaction too.
Yeah, for them to blame the drug would be to blame themselves, and they're not going to do that, Jeff. That's exactly right. We got Rosie calling from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Rosie?
Hey, how you doing again? I'm doing okay. You know, this thing you're talking about, putting these children on antidepressants and things.
Yep.
This also ties into the COVID, the vaccine mandatory thing they're trying to do. I gotta tell you this. I don't often listen to the radio. The only time I really hear about anything is when you put your videos out on Facebook.
Awesome.
But yesterday I was listening to the radio. I was listening to River Country Radio here in Russellville, Arkansas. And I was astonished at the commercials that they have put on there, propaganda commercials.
Yep, yep.
They now are offering people who do not want to be vaccinated, antidepressants. They want to blame our condition on being depressed about taking the vaccine.
Yeah.
I literally heard three commercials in a row yesterday. One of them was encouraging everybody to encourage their friends to do what the government wants them to do.
Yeah. What shows you they've lost the narrative? That's why they're going to keep pushing it to see how far they can go. This is where the American
yeah.
people need to stand up and show them their steel, period.
How do we stop? I was going to ask you this question. Maybe someone else can call in and give the answer if you don't
yep.
have it.
Yep.
But how do you fight? How can we how can we overpower the radio, the propaganda that's coming over the radio out here locally where everyone's hearing it 24/7?
The best thing to do, Rosie, and for the sake of time, I'm going to drop the call. I appreciate your time, your effort, and thank you for that information. You have to defy it. You have to resist it. Those that want to push this and promulgate this garbage, you have to take it to them. You have to take it to them individually, lawfully, okay? You have to let them know you're not playing games. You have to let them know what they're doing is dangerous, and if they want to ignore that, then you're going to have to deal with them in a different fashion. But when they become to the point where they're coming after you, going to your front door, telling you they're going to put a needle in your arm, there's a reason 393.3 million guns are in the hands of the American people. And I'm telling you what, when I say feel their steel, if that's what they want it to come to, we have a God-given right to defend ourselves, and that's what Americans will do. So you need to defy it. You need to find out who's doing it, and you need to go after them. You really lawfully need to do that. Lawfully need to do that. For the sake of time, friends, let me go to the side effects of these antidepressants. Confusion. Depersonalization. This is on the back of the black box on the antidepressants, okay? That they tell you that this is your answer, right? Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, I'm not making this up, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. I'm not making it up. This is on the back of the black box. As doctors are prescribing you dangerous psychotropic drugs, telling you that this is the cure, and yet this is the side effects of these drugs. I'm not making it up. Look at the back of the box. Boy, oh boy, Americans. Now let me go over to this. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. I'm going right to the guy, the father of ADHD, and this is how I'm going to end the show today. The father of ADHD, don't tell me about how it's been good for you or how it's worked for your kids or how the Lord told you you need to put your kid on these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Don't forget, they used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. The very scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, Leon Eisberg. The father of ADHD, Leon Eisenberg, on his deathbed, cross-check everything I'm telling you, said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. How is it that they haven't been held accountable for this fictitious disease? Whole lot of people have been paid off to just look the other way, right? The Bible's clear when it says that we're not to take the gift that blindeth the eye found in the book of Deuteronomy, but there's many that will do it for 30 pieces of silver. They'll even sell their souls to the devil. See, they're putting up the temporal with the eternity. They're not thinking things through, are they? So if they don't want to think things through, you're dealing with the people no longer can you help, but you must lawfully deal with. You know what, folks? Here's the bottom line. I'm going to answer to the Lord with a clear conscience. Why? Because I've told you everything I know and your blood is off my hands. I have exhausted myself and my family, and we have spent ourselves waking the American people up to what's right on the back of the boxes. Information that's not hard to dig up or find. But most people just want to act like it has nothing to do with them, when in fact, do you see what this is doing? You have the CDC, you have the pharmaceuticals usurping our representatives, acting like they're a law unto themselves. Why? Because they think their money has now brought them to a place where they are the law. This is why it's important that you put this down now, that you deal with these individuals now. I didn't say it. Leon Eisenberg said that ADHD is a fictitious disease. Deal with it. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.